Proclamation number 7778, dated the December 21st, 1960. The adversary oversteps his authority. The adversary's activity will be stopped once the hour has come when I will judge the living and the dead. One day this judgment is to take place again. After all, everything has left its order, and therefore the spiritual being's higher development is no longer guaranteed. Humanity no longer resists my adversary's activity. It is completely enslaved by his will, and he abuses his will such that even my followers will find it difficult to remain with me. He oversteps his authority by trying to completely displace me from people's memory, and thus he will find many followers who implement his will, to wage open battle against faith. A new human's life on earth in order to choose between two lords, hence you must also know about both lords. He, however, aims to prevent the knowledge about your God and Creator. He tries to deprive you of all faith, and his method of force is to impel the earthly authorities to rigorously fight against faith and thus against my own who profess my name before the world. And therefore he will not have much time left, for he will be bound on the day of judgment. If you humans are thus able to observe this beginning, if you see how the battle against faith will openly erupt, then you can also consider with certainty that the last days of the end have come, for then he will overstep his authority and will inevitably be doomed to be judged. For he has great power and he misuses it. But I will put a stop to him so that not all people will succumb to him, so that my own will be able to remain faithful to me until the very end. As yet you can still observe his activity and keep away from those who follow him. You, who want to be my own, can still come together and strengthen and comfort each other. But once my adversary enters into the last battle on this earth, you will have to withdraw. You will no longer be able to speak openly, because then you will be treated with hostility by the world and those who belong to the world. But then it will be important that you profess me openly. And you need not be frightened either, for my strength will flow to you so that you will be able to remain faithful to me, so that you will cheerfully profess me and manifest your strength even more. I predicted this time to you, and it will come to pass as it is proclaimed. You will find that you will encounter ever more opponents, that the hatred against those of you who proclaim my word will become greater, and then you will be well advised to avoid the enemy, so that you will not deliberately expose yourselves to danger. Then you should be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves, but you should not betray me. But who else but me would be able to give you strength? Who else but me could protect you and lead you out of all adversities again? My adversary will also be bound by me when the time is fulfilled, and his activity will come to an end. And you can rely on the fact that I myself will take care of you when the time of the end has arrived, when you have to make your decision which lord you want to acknowledge. For you will be enabled to topple those who want to be my own, because I myself will fight by their side, and he is truly no match for my power. And he will be bound for an infinitely long time again along with his followers, so that at an era of peace will start again for people who can no longer be harassed by him. However, this time of peace will long be on the new earth, because first order will have to be established again. First the spiritual beings will have to be judged. Only then will higher development continue. Only then will there be peace again in heaven and on earth. Amen.